Hey, it's Dan here. If you want to hear this episode of the Backchat podcast without ads and get extra content that no one else gets, head to backchatstudios.com.au where you can sign up as a patron and access all of our bloody good merch.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
There we go. Bit of gang of
them. You hold, I think, an absolute glorious record of the great IPL record of one ball, one wicket.
Yep.
Which I'm assuming you're very proud of.
Very.
It's be like a backman, one kick, one goal, and then retiring effectively. So can you talk us through that moment a little bit, please? And then I'll give you some further context.
Right.
That's okay. Well, what's this like?
So
this
you've is been IPL. On YouTube,
this is IPL at its finest moment, probably. Yeah. Early-ish days.
It would have been the sixth edition of the IPL. Right. Because I played the first six.
Right.
And that was my last.
Right.
It was my last delivery in competitive cricket.
Was it?
Yep. So we were playing the Mumbai Indians.
Yep.
And Harbhajan Singh was on strike. Harbhajan had been a bit of a thorn in the side of the Australian team through our tussles through that era.
As a bowler.
As a bowler,
not much
better. No, I could whack him. Okay. He was all right, but very, very good bowler and loved a verbal stoush. Like, right. And we all engaged all the time too often. he was a really good opponent to play. Like, you knew he was lifting his game and producing and what was riding on it for India. You know, this is a young bloke whose father passed away as a youngster, and he almost had to raise his sisters in right. the north of India, like just cut from hard stone sort of attitude and could bowl. So he'd got Punter out in that infamous January 2008 test match in Sydney when, you know, there was the racism stuff that Roy had said he'd been called a monkey and Harbhajan and they all denied it and so on. But that's not something that even needs to be revisited. But in that test, Harbhajan knocked over Ricky and ran in front of the SCG members and just started doing cartwheels, like just rolling, roll across the outfield. So talk about what's not fit for test cricket. But
in front of the
members, that beautiful old pavilion, just rolling, doing forward rolls, just, and he couldn't contain himself in a spiteful match. He'd knocked over our skipper. And so we never really forgot that. So then I got him out. They needed 48 to win. I did my maths. I realised that one over to go. They shouldn't really be getting these.
Mate, it was 51. We watched it.
Was it? 51. I thought it was 48.
So they've put the official graphic up. Run rate required off the last over, 51.
51.
We've got a 51 run rate.
Well, there you go. I was feeling reasonably comfortable that now's the time to take it for a spin.
Right.
So I whipped the pads off and, yeah.
Are you skipper? Are you making
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah,
call,
I was.
You called yourself in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I refuse bowling in test cricket. One day cricket, there'd been dead games where punter had gone, want to bowl and go, no, I'm not going to make a mockery of it. No, let's play the game out. But I thought, no, here's my chance. And I knew I was finishing right up by then. I'd been 6 years retired from the Australian set up by then, but the IPL was lucrative enough to keep turning up for. But and then when I saw Harbhajan, I thought, yeah, this is meant to be. So I rolled out a pretty gentle offie. And rightly so, he tried to hit me. We're playing in Dharamshala, which is right up at the foothills of the Himalayan mountains, but you're still at altitude anyway.
Right.
and he's tried to hit me back to Mumbai and just thinned it straight to deep mid on, who's caught it. So first thing I'm thinking, right, forward rolls. So I run down, run around out to point, and I'm rolling around. And then while I'm tumbling, I'm thinking, now what other celebrations are these blokes doing these days? And it was a time when Chris Gayle had started doing the Gangnam Style.
Yes.
So, you know, the song was popular and they're getting wickets doing this Gangnam Style. I thought, oh, Gangnam Style. I just realised, Gilly, halfway through doing it, you're not West Indian. You can't dance. Stop. But adrenaline got the better of me. And it's probably, you asked me what my proudest or best achievement was, non-cricket. Well, that's probably the most embarrassing thing I've ever done.
Mate, I wanted to, look, I didn't know if you'd remember that you were doing the forward roll. So we've got a bit of the vision. It looks like it's been taken on a Nokia 33-7 when you go about
someone
this.
Someone sent me this. This punter has filmed this on his camera.
This is from the crowd, right? So you've just spun it in there.
Yeah, Harbinger tried to whack it.
And just watch your celebration. I'm glad you acknowledged it because what?
There we go. Bit of Gangnam there. And then the big leap, I reckon. I get a big leap out here.
Sean Marsh. There we go. Sean Marsh is in there with you.
Yep. Yeah, Sauce is part of that team.
I wanted to look.
It's not a graceful effort, is it?
I just wanted to put it to you, like, is it fair to say you lost control of your bodily functions?
Absolutely. Yeah. I was just overcome with emotion. I was like revenge for punter. Harbhajan got me out. I was part of his. He was the first Indian to get a hat trick in Test cricket, and I was the middle wicket.
Wow.
Off a pig of a decision. It was not out. So I had to get a bit of retribution for that.
So much going on.
Oh, a lot going on. And then Chris Gayle entered my mind. I wish that didn't turn up.
It's like your mind morphs into your body and you just lose the plot.
Yeah. No, I don't ever want to go back there.
Oh, geez, it was good.
Thanks for that trip down there. My kids, that they often bring it up and just look at me and go, Dad, what were you thinking? But, yeah.
Oh, mate, I just watched it. I just thought that is just one of the greats of all time.
There's so many layers to it. That's great.
Good stat, though. Good.
Well, because on the official coverage, they don't show the forward rolls. So I thought I was going to spring it on you a bit. But no one knows about the forward rolls. And we watched it before. I said, what on earth is he doing?
Well, you're a bit stiff there because Howie on Fox Cricket will get that rolled in. Like the official coverage part, which is just the Gangnam Style.
Yes, it misses the roll.
But I just gathered nobody had ever got on tape the forward rolls, which I thought was the best part of it. But it was only 4 days ago that old buddy sent me that clip. So I don't know if it's just started to circulate. So you're a bit stiff because if I hadn't seen that one 4 days ago, I would have said to you, oh, you should have seen it. I did this for
No one knows.
Have seen it.
It's brilliant.
Oh, that's very good, mate. That's a great story. That was just a little teaser of our full episode. They're out Wednesdays on YouTube, and you can listen to them wherever you get your podcasts. Go on, get out of here.